So, Bezrat Hashem, we are in Torah 31, part Hey. We learned about two aspects of covenant, Bechinot Avraham and Bechinot Eliezer. And we talked about Avraham already, that is the aspect of the highest covenant, that it's the sky that is separating between higher water to the lower water. Lower water, like we said, it's us. We are the lower waters. It's Nishmot Israel that went down behind the curtain, in front of the curtain, means in the place that they cannot see Hashem Yitbarach, so to speak, anymore. And he, Avraham Avinu, the righteous man, the tzaddik, he is the one that is connecting, that he is the middleman, he is the bridge between us to the higher water. We all know that, we all can feel that horrible pain of being far away from Hashem Yitbarach. There is nothing that a Jew can suffer from more than that horrible feeling that Hashem Yitbarach is not with him, Chas v'Shalom. But this is the lie, this is the Yetzer Hara, that is letting the person to feel like that Hashem Yitbarach is not with him, like that Hashem Yitbarach doesn't care about him, just doesn't listen to his tefillot anymore. Rabbeinu, there is a book that calls Kitzur Likutei Moharan. It's a short of Likutei Moharan that Rabbi Nathan wrote when Rabbeinu was still alive, and Rabbeinu was praising that book. He wrote mamash the conclusions of the main points that Rabbeinu was talking about in the Likutei Moharan. And over there, Rabbi Nathan is saying that sometimes a person on Torah Bet, on the second Torah in Likutei Moharan, even if the person is praying for years, days and years on one issue, and he sees that he's not being answered, that he will not going to give up, fall to despair, to think, Chas v'Shalom, perhaps, maybe Hashem doesn't care about me, doesn't listen to me, Chas v'Shalom. Just Adrabah, you should know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is listening to every word, every conversation, every sentence, every will that you have. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is taking them, and slowly, slowly, it wakes up the mercy of Hashem Yitbarach. Merciness of Hashem Yitbarach. Mercy? That one. Of Hashem Yitbarach. And still, mercifulness. Rabbi Yisai. Of Hashem Yitbarach, and it just takes time to build that holy building that you're trying to build. It takes time, and it hasn't been finished yet. It means a person can think that he's praying on something small, but actually it's a huge thing. You're praying on Shalom Bayit. You know what it means, Shalom Bayit? You're praying on buying a house in Jerusalem. You know what it means to buy a house in Jerusalem? To build a house in Jerusalem, to buy a house in Jerusalem, it means that you and your kids and your grandsons and all of those for the generations forever are going to be close to Hashem Yitbarach. This is something huge that you're doing. People want to make Aliyah, to come to Eretz Israel. You're praying on something that is so huge, on Beit HaMikdash. Why we're praying for so many years on Beit HaMikdash? You know what's going to be when Beit HaMikdash is going to come down? When it's going to be? It's going to be so huge that no one can afford it. No one can pay for it. And even with all of the blood and all of the tears and all of the prayers and all of the yichudim and effort that Tzadiki made, still, it's very, very, very expensive. It's worth a lot, a lot, a lot, a lot. We don't understand what's going to be here. They said that the salvation of coming out from Egypt was small when we're going to compare to the salvation of the future that we're going to have in the third Beis Mikdash. It's going to be so amazing. It's going to fix everything for eternity. So huge, the things that we're praying on. And you need to understand it. When you're praying on something, you need to understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is giving it to you. And if you have difficulties and you're suffering, by that suffering, actually you're just buying more and more and more. And you're just achieving more and more and more. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows exactly on what you should pay. And if they would ask you and open it all for you, you for sure would agree. Just the fact is that if they would open it for you, you wouldn't have no test. So you wouldn't be worthy to receive no reward, because they would take the free choice from your hands. And all of the reason that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, all of the test in this world, it's the free choice, that the person gonna choose Hashem Yitbarach, even though that he cannot see. That the person gonna choose Hashem Yitbarach from the darkness, from the difficulties. If they would show you the importance of the mitzvot, everyone would chase after it. This is why we're saying that we're not accepting gerim after Mashiach gonna come. And no more Baalei Teshuva, and no more gerim. This is it. Why? Because all gonna see that Mashiach is with us, and he controls the world, and Hashem is with us, and we won. So it's not a test. It's not fair. There is no test over there. If you see $1 million and you're running to, alright, it's obvious, everyone gonna run. But here that we're running and we cannot see, this is the real test. And now you're gonna have a reward. So it's on all of the situations, it's like that. When you cannot find your wife, when you cannot find your panasa, when you cannot find the wisdom through learning, when you cannot have salvation while you're davening. How many times I was praying on things that I wasn't receiving? You can never imagine. 6 hours and more 6 hours. And I'm not talking about that thing that I was talking to you in the last time, that I was making 15 times 6 hours on one issue. I'm talking about other things. Shalom Aleichem. Other issues. That I was praying and praying and praying. And then suddenly HaKadosh Baruch Hu is showing to you that you were not in the right direction at all. Or that maybe they're taking those prayers and to use them to something else. Like I heard from Rav Shalom that he said to his son Yosef that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Rabbi Nachman Ibreslev the permission to use our tefillot, to use them for something else that is more important than what that you prayed on. Means you were praying now on buying a house, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that he needs to save your daughter from something. And he's taking all of your 6 hours, and for sure that you would do those 6 hours for your daughter, and you're not aware to that. You're not awake, your eyes are not open to see what's going on in the world. You don't see the dinim. I just remember that yesterday night, if the ones that were here can remember that, when Kalman Nachman was still alive with us, when we asked which Gemara we're going to learn, we were talking about learning Masechet. I suggested to learn Masechet Brachot. And Kalman Nachman, he was sitting over there, and he said, Rav Dror, can I said something? He told him, yes. He said, please, maybe we can reject that Masechet and not to learn Masechet Brachot. We asked him why. He said, because I tried to learn that Masechet Brachot 4 times already. And I haven't made it to finish that Masechet. And I'm asking that maybe we're going to learn another Masechet. And I asked other people, said, all right, let's think about it. And I asked all of you and everyone that were here. And we decided in the end to take Masechet Brachot. And I apologized to Kalman Nachman and told him, I'm sorry, Bezat Hashem, you're going to be strong. And you're going to make it this time. And he haven't. And he passed away in the middle of Masechet Brachot. He passed away in the middle of Masechet Brachot. And if we would have the eyes, and I'm not chasing after myself. I don't have the eyes. I cannot blame myself that I'm blind. But I'm sure that if a rab was sitting in my seat, he would know. I'm sure that if I had eyes, I could see what that Kalman was talking about. He was talking about it. And we couldn't recognize it. We thought that he's going to have his meniot. But it's not Hashem. We live in imaginations. He saw it. He felt it. We cannot. But we need to have eyes. If we're going to have eyes, we're going to be able to see. What can we do now? Can do tshuva. The siyum going to be only for Kalman Nachman. We all say Masechet Brachot for him. What else can you do? What else can you do? But to pray that next time you're going to have the sensitivity, that you're going to have eyes, that you're going to have a heart. This is something that you can do. To ask, to pray. This is what it means that you have faith in Hashem Yitbarach. That you accept everything that Hashem Yitbarach is doing with you. That you just believe in Hashem Yitbarach, that it's Him. You're just listening to Hashem Yitbarach, and you're checking and clarifying everything after that it happened. You take your life to the field, and you're checking them, and you're checking what's going on. Why is that decree, why that anger, why that frustration, why that problem, why that difficulty, what's going on, Hashem, what you want from me. Not what my wife wants from me, not what my neighbor wants from me, not my what my friends, my kids, my balabai. None of those options. Just only what you, Hashem, wants from me. Let me remember that it's you, that it's not my wife, that it's not my balabai, that it's not my rabbi, that it's not my friends, that it's not my neighbors, that it's not a police officer, that there is no reality except of you. And od milvado. There is nothing except of Hashem. You are the only reality that exists in the world, Hashem. Let me recognize that it's you. Let me remember that it's you. It's you when your wife is talking to you. It's you when your kids are not behaving. It's you when your yetzer hara is making you crazy. It's you when you feel so tired. Hashem. Only Hashem. You haven't woke up at 7 like you wanted. You woke up at 9. Hashem woke you up at 9. Why, Hashem, you woke me up at 9? What's the reason? Maybe it's something good. Not maybe. Just what is the good thing? After that, you're clarifying that you're removing all of the bad thoughts that you had on that issue, you're going to see and recognize what Hashem actually was doing that in that situation. Why He was doing and what He was creating. For you, it was just a difficulty. I said to one of the friends that told me that now he's got very hard problems with his parents and his wife's parents. Mamash, arguing with them and fighting with them. And they're mamash, contradicting them and don't let them serve Hashem and having conversations between them on how to stop them from going to Uman, from going to the Yeshiva, and to drop all of Judaism, to drop all of the good things that they have, that the only things that they're happy with, now they're consulting and sitting and talking how to destroy this. And I told him, for now, it looks like a big, huge difficulty. I can understand it. But in the end, you're going to see the result. The result is going to be that you and your wife are going to have a lot more love between you. And your connection between you is going to be a lot stronger. And you're going to have a lot more love and caring to your kids. And you're going to see that your house is going to be a lot more holy. And actually, it's written on Paro, Paro Ikriv. Paro was pushing Am Yisrael closer to Hashem. Paro, he was pushing them to Hashem, to the hands of Hashem. All of the difficulties, all of the problems, all of the many odd bricks and stones that you have in your way, that you cannot find Hashem Yitbarach so fast, actually it's Hashem Yitbarach that is pushing you forward to His arms. Hashem Yitbarach, David HaMelech is saying, Ana mipanecha evrach, where I'm going to run away from you? You're everywhere. If someone is chasing you, you're running to Hashem Yitbarach. You're going to find Hashem. For that you need to have faith. If you're looking into that thing that frightens you and you're falling to believe that He's reality, you're giving Him strength. You're giving Him powers to control your life. But when you don't consider Him as a reality at all, just you're saying to yourself, there is only Hashem. No one can hurt you. No one can touch you. He's been cancelled now. It calls a paper tiger. Right? You use that? Lamer minia. He's just vanished. He lost all of his powers. The real powers are only in the hands of Hashem. Koach ma'asav, the power of His actions, Higid la'amo, He's telling it to His nation, that we all going to know how to praise Him, how to know Him, how to worship Him, how to run after Him, to help Him, to support Him, to love Him, to spread His light in the world, to hand it to other people. Bezat Hashem, that we're all going to be... It's my